Proverbs 16, verse 21 through 24. These are God's words. The wise in heart will be called prudent, and sweetness of lips increases learning. Understanding is a wellspring of life to him who has it, but the correction of fools is folly. The heart of the wise teaches his mouth and adds learning to his lips. Pleasant words are like a honeycomb, sweetness to the soul and health to the bones. So for the reading of God's inspired and inerrant word. Because the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, it brings every part of who we are into submission to him. So recognizing what the heart is for, is for observing, receiving, submitting to, deciding according to the Word of God. So observing the Word of God, receiving the Word of God, deciding things according to the Word of God, submitting to the Word of God. And it's that heart submitted to and yielded to the Lord that leads to someone being called prudent, or at least being called prudent by the wise and the godly and the righteous. Often we desire that others would think that we are wise. And so we try to say and do things that we think will appear wise to them. But the path to being recognized as wise is having a heart that is submitted to God. Sweetness of the lips increases learning. The same desire to be thought of as prudent can sometimes have information that is good to convey, but we often think that quantity of speech will increase learning, or forcefulness of the lips will increase learning. Often I'll meet a young person who says they're into apologetics, and what they mean is they're into arguing. But there is that wisdom of knowing how to speak in such a way, giving things in their biblical proportion, appealing, presenting that which the scriptures describe as being appealing, which most of all, of course, is Christ. So presenting things in their connection with Christ, their relation to him, and so forth. Learning how to package something sweetly is a big part of true apologetics, increasing learning. Understanding is a wellspring of life to him who has it, but the correction of fools is folly. And so the wise one enjoys the benefits of what he understands, and enjoys the benefits of when he doesn't understand and when he does incorrectly, and so he gets corrected. He gets benefit from both. A fool not only lacks understanding to begin with, but is unhelpable by correction. Often the fool is the only one in the room who doesn't know that he's a fool, because he thinks he has understanding and can't be corrected by anybody. And so he's amazed at how stupid everyone else is. But it's because he's actually the fool. The one who is correctable, not only does he benefit from the correction, but he will be increasing in understanding that actually helps him. And so there's this theme of humility and graciousness in verse 21 and 22. Again, the heart of the wise teaches his mouth. He is not looking to teach everybody else with his mouth. Yes, he will want to be beneficial to others, and he will recognize the right time to say the right things in the right way. But the first person he's trying to teach is himself. He doesn't spend the conversation figuring out how to fix all these people around him. But he considers his own words. He fixes himself. His heart is instructing himself. Self-control is the first form of true leadership, learning to lead your own self well. So the heart of the wise teaches his mouth and adds learning to his lips. Pleasant words are like a honeycomb, sweetness to the soul and health to the bones. And this is both to those who hear them and to those who give them. It is a genuine, it is a profound mercy from God when he helps you as you're considering how to speak and you want to speak in a way that is from his word and will be helpful to the person, and by his grace you make those considerations and then you speak. And it actually is helpful. It's pleasant and maybe not a pleasant thing to hear, but pleasant that you did hear it, that they did hear it, and they grow from it, and they appreciate it. They give God thanks for it, and you, of course, give God thanks to it. It's marvelous to be useful to your brother or sister, especially in the area of encouragement and good counsel, exhortation, even correction and rebuke, as it fits in among those things, because it's a privilege that participates in one of the great ways that God loves us. One of the great ways that God has loved us is to give us his own perfect word. And so when we are wise and careful and thoughtful, humble before God and consideration about ourselves, humble in our manner towards others, and then God blesses that and makes it useful, it is truly pleasant and sweet to us ourselves. So four verses encouraging us to be skillful in conversation. Let's pray and ask that the Lord would help us in it. Lord, we ask that your Spirit would continue applying Christ to our hearts, that out of the overflow of hearts filled with your grace, our mouths would pour forth gracious speech, and that you would thus conform us to the image of our Savior, the Lord Jesus. In his name we ask it. Amen.